It's been absolutely brilliant. I've been so impressed with the progress that the group's made over just 8 weeks. Because we started on week one, as you know, with run a minute, walk a minute on the field. And now, of course, it's got dark and we're having to use the roads. Today, we're going to be running 15 minutes continuous running, which is a real progress for them.
Wow, and do you think they're looking forward to it or are they a bit nervous?
Well, every week I put it to them what we're going to be doing, and every week I ask how they feel about that, and the general consensus is, well, we'll give it a go, we'll do our best. And I always have a contingency so that we could maybe take it a bit slower or a bit easier as we go along. But no, they always break through another milestone every week. It's fantastic.
One of the things we were talking about last time is how it's really good for socialising running, and it's been great for you moving to a new area and getting to know people. Do you think you've made some new friends through this?
Well, for me, it was about the group making friends amongst themselves, because, of course, I've got my own running friends. But as you can hear from the babble in the background, yes, there's as much talking as there is running. And actually, it really helps for people to be chatting to each other as they're going along, because they're forgetting that they're actually running.
And for those people that didn't hear our interview last time, give us 3 points for why people should get involved in running.
Well, number one, it's a great way to meet like-minded people. Number two, most people with a reasonable level of fitness can run. And the third thing is that their overall sense of well-being and tremendous positive feeling that people get from running.
Brilliant, well done, I put you on the spot there. Right, well, it's getting quite cold
it
as
is.
We are now almost in November.
Yes.
So yes, let's get them warmed up.
Okay, what we do with our warm-up usually is we walk in a circle in a clockwise direction. Lift those knees.
So what's your name?
Alison. I've returned to run years ago, years and years.
And what was it that made you come back to it?
Crazy idea. This one is I turn 50 next July and I want to do a marathon for my birthday. So I'm looking for a marathon in July and hopefully be fit enough to do it.
That's amazing. So how's it going so far?
Stop and start, really. I've sort of tweaked a calf muscle, so I've had to ease back and not be so ambitious.
How have you found the course?
Really good, really positive, really supportive. And I really, really enjoy coming because I know that I get support, and Bev's really, you know, keen and gentle with the support. She doesn't let us slack, but she doesn't sort of make it miserable either.
And into a skip.
I'm Terry Sims, I'm from East Goscote, and I've joined this group because I need to get back into my running, having had an injury 4 years ago that meant I couldn't run for quite a considerable amount of time. Now with an excess weight problem, I now need to try and find some way of getting rid of the weight and getting myself fit again.
How have you found being part of the club?
It's been very encouraging, and it makes you realise how unfit you are.
Have you seen your fitness develop over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, this is only my third week. I'm beginning to go around my village on my own now without having to hold somebody's hand. And it's working out all right.
So you're off on a 15-minute run. How are you feeling about that?
All right. Want to get warm.
I know I came last time in my running kit, but I have been a bit pathetic today, and I am dressed in a duffel coat.
You're looking very warm, Becca, yes.
Yes, I am, and unfortunately you aren't, so I'm going to let you go.
OK.
So good luck on your 15 minutes.
OK, everybody, let's go.
See ya.
Bye.